We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The Rippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes a tire.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Random question 844-999. Hola, our random question for Ramon. What did you steal or was stolen from you? You said it was a $1,000 car. You had it 6 days and then it was ripped off.
It was ripped off, yeah, but it never was retrieved. This was like, I don't know, 8 months ago or so. And yeah, lost story there. But I was going to ask you guys, have you guys ever heard anything about that dog who rides the bus?
Yeah, I've heard a little bit about it. Have you?
Yeah, I have. Her name's Eclipse or whatnot, and one of you guys rode the bus with her.
That would be DJ...
Mike Montgomery?
Mike Montgomery.
Yeah, Mike Montgomery was
out
the guy.
Out of the bullpen, into the DJ booth.
Yeah.
That was the greatest story I ever read. I read it in the newspaper, and my buddy was confirming it, and I was like, no way. So I Googled it, and dude, that's the greatest dog in the world.
You know what the crazy thing about that day was, honest to God, was, it's not like I don't tell a tall tale every once in a while, but this day I come in, and I'm like, I just rode the bus with a dog. And people are like, what? I'm like, I swear to God, I just rode the bus with a dog. I said, the dog got on the bus, it sat beside me, it looked out the window, we were rolling down the street, and it got off. I thought the owner was somewhere in there, and then the dog got off on its own and ran to the park.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, God damn, that was crazy. it was just insane.
Listen, man, I don't know what it is about local news, and not just here, anywhere that we have been, all right? So, Miles, you're the one who brought up the story because you found it odd. You then told the story on the air, and then...
And at first, nobody believed you.
No one believed you, and then a few people that kind of knew the dog. But it goes on and on. Local news is all over, and they cover the story. Sure, they quoted your name wrong and all the rest of this, but somehow, it's always their story, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And
even though it's individually my story, I told on the air. It basically, like, it's like taking an article out of, and I'm no New York Times, but out of the New York Times and publishing almost verbatim in People and saying, like, this is our exclusive.
Right. So
it's just bullcrap.
And it's what they do. And it's like, fine, whatever. We'll let you have that victory if that's what you need. Same thing happened in Baltimore. Years ago, somebody had broken into, I want to say, it was the Ronald McDonald House, okay?
And that's right.
They stole a bunch of video games. It's right before Christmas, if I remember this right. Anyway, now the local news did, in fact, cover that story. So we went on the air, and it just irritated us. Like, come on, man. You already have to live in Baltimore. It ain't easy. So if you're in the Ronald McDonald House in Baltimore, like, it doesn't get much worse without being from an impoverished nation, right? So people heard the show, and on their own, they decided to start dropping off, like, I'm going to say Xbox had just come out or something.
That was one of the items that was stolen.
So all this stuff started piling up at our radio station, and then a few of our coworkers drove it over to Ronald McDonald House. The local news is there to meet them. So when you saw the footage, you saw our two coworkers, who we know very well.
Loading stuff into a truck.
And you see them bringing it in, and it's all smiles, it's all good. But I remember the woman, and I will not say her name, but the woman who was doing the story for WJZ 13, the first words out of her mouth were, thanks to our viewers. And I'm like...
Yeah, and by the way, this is the same company. We worked for CBS at the time.
But remember, we went on the air the next day and said, look, it's great what people did, and thank you for doing that when we asked, but Channel 13... First thing they said is, like, thank our viewers. They're like, that's a little crap. All their viewers did was watch our guys bring the toys that you
did. Because we asked people to bring in toys. We were going to load them over and send them all off.
So. Right. So we got it done. But anyway, so the next day, we're poking fun of them like, well, hey, I'm glad you covered it, but they're goddamn liars. And we called them that only because they're goddamn liars. Right? And that's what it is. No big deal. Mm-hmm. You lie, I can call you a liar. So our boss came running in. Do you remember this?
Absolutely.
You guys... have to stop saying that's like stop saying what you can't say that about Channel 13. We're like, but they goddamn lied to everybody.
F them.
Like, what? Why do you care?
Who cares?
What? Now we know why.
Yeah, I'm going to take the credit for everything. The reason we asked, what did you steal or what was stolen from you? Last week, someone in Kansas City, Missouri, stole a giant inflatable colon.
All right.
It's a 10-foot, 150-pound pink inflatable replica of a human colon. And it belongs to a nonprofit called the Colon Cancer Coalition out of Minnesota. They ship it around the country to cancer walks and other events to help get people talking about colon cancer. Well, it was in Kansas City for a walk run this past weekend, and someone from the University of Kansas Cancer Center left it in the back of their pickup truck last week. It was deflated, obviously, but the thief still took it. The officials at the University of Kansas are hoping that once the thief realizes that he has a 10-foot, 150-pound pink inflatable replica of a human colon, that he will return it. Until then, the cops are out hunting for the colon.
Are they really?
Yes, they are.
I mean, no. I mean, I know you say that, but, like, are they really?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Yeah, they're really looking for the colon.
I would not buy that at all.
Trust me.
Look for the colon. Hello, Michael. Random, welcome random, to the men's room.
They're probing it.
Hi, guys.
Hola.
All right. Random, Michael, here we go. Random,
okay.
Random. Halloween season is approaching.
What was the last thing that you dressed for as Halloween? The last time you actually dressed up to go to a party, trick-or-treating, whatever, do you remember the last costume you wore?
Last time was Day of the Dead, and then this year we are dressing up as giant Care Bears and dressing up our little one as a rainbow Care Bear.
Okay.
All right.
When did you determine you were going to be Care Bears? How far in advance did you know this?
This probably won't come to any surprise to you, but it was the wife's idea.
No. I understand that. When did she lay this news on you? Like, hey, honey, you're going to be a Care Bear.
Oh, it was one of the last couple of weeks we found out that targeted them, so like adult union suits, and we realized that they had a men's and women's, so we kind of put it together. It's cheap. It's not like some $60-something trip to Spirit or something. So.
How realistic is the costume? Does it look good, or is it kind of a cheap ripoff?
I mean, it's like a adult onesie, pretty much, but it's a form of a
character. That'll be comfortable. Try not to get arrested on this day.
Reason we asked, what was the last thing you dressed for as Halloween? As you know, Google, they pretty well know everything about you. Trust us. We do some really crazy searches in here, so I think they probably think we're a disturbed group of individuals.
Doesn't stop them from getting us ads.
No, they know what you're wearing for Halloween for sure. Google analyzed searches for Halloween costumes. They found the top 500 things that people
are
planning to dress up as this year. We don't have all the time to go through all 500. Top 10, any guesses? And there's no sexiness in this one.
Fortnite's
number one, too. That is correct.
What else is big right now?
There's a lot of old tried
and true. Judge Kavanaugh?
What was that now? Judge Kavanaugh?
Oh, yeah. I bet you'll get like some Supreme Court justices dressing up.
Not on the list. What else we got there? Anybody with a...
See, we keep thinking college campuses. I think that's where my mind goes, right?
I think you got to go more basic on this. So number two is Spider-Man. Didn't your son dress up as Spider-Man one year?
I don't remember if it... Here's the problem. Little kids, it might be 40 days out of the year he's dressed as Spider-Man.
Oh, I see.
So, like, 2 weeks ago, he was a Transformer. I had no idea that was going to happen. But I'm going to, what's come out? Black Panther.
You know what? From there, it's just tried and true stuff. Unicorn, dinosaur, witch, superhero, pirate, rabbit, princess. And then, of course, there's Harley Quinn from Suicide Squad and Batman making the list.
Can we get rid of stuff like the princess and the witch and all that? Like,
never.
No. I feel like after a certain age, you can't do it. I get that little kids want to do it because it's new to them. But I feel like as an adult, like, come on, man.
But as an adult, there's some attractive princesses.
Okay, all right, they're all right.
And
it's
there's
a little
bad
different.
Witches.
Did you went to a Halloween party the other night?
I did.
What did you take out of it? What were the popular costumes? Was there anybody doubled up?
No.
Okay. Well, that's
but
good.
This is a group of pros, man. Like they really go all out for the party.
Is it to the point where you don't recognize the people that you're talking to until you do a little investigation?
Yeah. This party I go to every year. One year I went and met a couple, and I really liked them, right? And the next year I went back and never saw them. And I was like, man, I thought they'd be here. And they're like, they are here.
you just
have not recognized them. Like, oh, my bad.
What did you go as?
I was Ted as Ted. So I got like a zip-up jacket that was like Ted the Bear.
All right.
So it was Tedception.
So you're like a weird...
Because it's Ted as Ted.
But do you... Is it an effective Halloween outfit if you have to explain to people what you are?
When my buddy, he had a t-shirt that said Thunder Buddies. So when he was next to me, it made more sense. Thunder Buddies? Ted? The movie? F you, Thunder.
Oh, jeez. All right. I'm just saying, man. I just feel like...
Can we lose all our callers or our phones?
Oh, of course, of course.
Which, Robin, you laugh, but I said, F you, Thunder, you could suck countless times.
If, if you're on hold there and you dropped off, call back 844-999. Hold on, I'll give you guys...
Random.
I'll give you guys one in the meantime if we have enough time.
All right.
What are you guys afraid might happen to you? In other words, some people have a weirdness...
Die broke.
You know, you're just kind of scared of a situation in a weird way. You know what I mean? Like, for example, and this is no lie, but ever since that situation happened in Rhode Island with that fire with Greg White.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd go into a lot of clubs still working in radio, have to bring out a band, whatever the deal was. And whenever I walk into a place for the first time, I'd always look around and find out how in the F I'm going to get out of there if the S hits the fan. So it was this weird paranoia I had after that, thinking about how bad that was. When I was going to an equal club that was blowing crap up, texting this whole thing.
Well, part of it is you have to hope everyone else knows. Because the one thing about that club, I want to say some of those doors were unlocked on the side. People just didn't know it.
That's what I mean. You got to look around and see the exits.
Right. They all funneled toward the door they knew they came in. But as it turns out, some of the emergency exits... labeled emergency exits actually were unlocked.
In their group,
which makes the whole thing worse, man.
I don't know if you're special forces or rangers or whatever. Maybe it's marines. When they go into a restaurant or any military guy, sometimes they have
face
difficult
the
time.
Door.
You know, with their back to the door. Yeah.
No. You want to face the door, and I felt that way in Baltimore. Not good. Just honest to God, in that city, as violent as it is, keep your eyes at the window.
I'm always afraid of falling. For some reason, I've got this fear of cliffs and stuff.
Falling down steps. I don't know, for whatever reason.
Or choking on food alone.
Choking on food home alone. That one bugs me a lot. Uh-huh. But falling down steps. I don't know why, but even whenever I get to a big stairwell, I kind of have to hold on to a railing. I feel like a child.
Well, Ted, I will say this. If you start choking on food alone at home, throw yourself down the steps.
And the worst one is
it'll come in handy.
And then there'll be the last thing I don't want, which is to get stabbed.
The worst one is the steps in Georgetown for The Exorcist.
Jeez,
that stairwell.
I've been there.
There's no creepier. I have, too. I've carried two cases of beer up that damn thing.
Just know one thing about the movie. They say, in the movie, someone's been thrown down these stairs, and they say it had to be unnatural because that bottom of the stairs, he was chest down, but his head was twisted all the way around. If you've seen those stairs, that seems very reasonable.
We go to New York. What are you afraid might happen to you? A man was strangled early Sunday when his t-shirt was pulled into an MTA escalator. Police responded to the station of the lines of number 2 and number 5 in the Bronx at about 3:45 in the morning and found the man unconscious at the top of the escalator with part of his shirt caught in the mechanism and the neckline choking him.
Oh.
Officers cut the shirt off, and medics rushed the man to Lincoln Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Officials identified the victim as Carlos Alvarez of the Bronx. So, yeah, you know how people have a fear of escalators?
They should.
That's exactly right. All right, let's see here. Your guess is as good as mine. Categories coming up. Fun Cities, Late Night Munchies. We'll do some Men's Room Rules. And, yes, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. That's all coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Silicon, your guess is as good as mine. The categories will be fun cities to hang out in and late night munchies. But first time for a few emails here from the men's room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail.
As we jump right into the birthdays today, guys, is my daughter Mackenzie's 11th birthday. We enjoy listening to the show after our long days of work and school. She especially enjoys the birthday segment. If she could get a suck it up cupcake and maybe some Ted from Melbourne. Talking about fuzzy kittens, that would make her day. Thanks a lot, bitches. That from Jeff, and
so
she is 11.
Suck it up, cupcake!
11.
Yeah, Ted here from Melbourne. Tell you the best part about a fuzzy kitten. It's a fuzzy kitten, a funny bunny. Fuzzy bunnies. Fuzzy bunnies. They taste delicious.
Guys, 16 years ago, my daughter was born. She's listened to you guys since she was small, and I asked her to email because it's her birthday. Can she get a little kid fish sandwich, a suck-it-up cupcake, and the birthday song? Even though she was insistent, I told her no Dirty Germans or Aussie Ted because she is only 16.
Nine!
But she does find them quite funny. Happy birthday, monkey. Don't say your mom didn't try. Thanks, guys. That from Dahlia.
Fish challenge!
So suck it up, cupcake!
Oh, what do I got here, guys? My boyfriend Michael has religiously listened to your show for years, still listens to your podcast since we're in the fields of Pullman while he finishes up school for architecture. Today is his 26th birthday. I was hoping you guys would give him a fish sandwich and top it off with some Dirty Germans for the special day. Thanks, guys. That from Melissa.
Fish sandwich.
Yeah, for your birthday, I will treat you to a performance from Heavy D.
Yeah, this is a piece of Heavy D with me as well. And then maybe some small bread.
Yeah.
Yeah, big D's, small breads.
Guys, it's Levi, and I'm sick, and I'm turning 27. Can I get a fish sandwich and a couple dirty Germans talking about my Levi's and what they want to do with them? Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. And
fish
y'all.
Sandwich.
Yeah, a lot of people wear the Levi 501. Tonight, I want to wear the Levi 69.
Yes. I'm sure you're still wearing these Levi's. Levi's that are awesome. So maybe somebody will unbutton your fly.
Guys, want to give a birthday shout-out to my baby brother, Big Iron Bubba from Sultan. He is 28 years old today, listens to you every day. Please talk some dirty German and have a big old bong rip as well. Love your sister, Stephanie.
Oops.
Guys, let's see here. All dirty Germans, that's right.
Yeah, for your birthday, we will play the roles of cars. You'll be an Audi. I will be a probe.
Yes, I just want to sit there and play with your bumper. Also, I know where you live. Enjoy the bakery.
Guys, my good friend Kelly celebrates his 29th trip around the sun. She has a great smile and one hell of a personality. Her best friend is Jameson. Can you give her a time to take off the leash and the dirty Germans talking about telemarketers? Thanks, guys. That from the JJG.
It's time to take off the leash.
Yeah, my favorite thing about the telemarketers is what they have to say. When you say, please hold, I assume my penis is in your hand.
Yes, this whole thing about telemarketing. Did they invent the phone sex? Seems like they're marketing their penises.
Yeah, we have a phone call for your penis.
I'll take it. Accept that. Charges accepted.
Hang on. Hey, penis, you got a phone call.
What's up, dude?
Guys, it's my wife's birthday. I would love some dirty Germans, maybe a little turtle wax, too, whether your penis is too small in the middle. Thanks, guys. That is from John.
Yeah, I will not use sexual innuendo, but I want to put something in your endo.
Yeah, I just hope you like the smell of fish and chips, because you'll smell it a lot.
And finally, can I get a birthday shout-out to my wife, Amy? She's 51. Maybe give her some suck-it-up cupcake and dirty German talk about sausage. Thanks, guys. Love the show. That from Andy.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
Yeah, I just can't think of anything to say about sausage other than you should try some Thrillwurst.
Yes, maybe it's Edwurst. It's the best thing about sausages. It's just holding them. You should become friends with one.
Yeah, we do not want you to chew it. Just hold it in your mouth.
Yeah, maybe if it had some buns to hang out by.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you. Bitches.
Oh, God darn it. Yaz, the dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Let's see what we got here. Guys, you were talking about the best sandwiches on the Head Chef Ted Meat Potatoes the other day in America. And you guys got to remember the Italian beef. I had never heard of this until I moved to Chicago. And it blew my mind. It's like melty steak on gravy bread. You go to Al's, you order it wet, and it'll change your life. That from Max the Podcaster in Chicago.
He's right, dude. When I go to Chicago, I go to Al's and get an Italian beef.
He said Al's just turned 80.
Yeah.
So that's the legacy. They've been there for a while. Is that the spot to go to?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like the one you hear about. So if you've been to an Italian beef spot in Chicago, you've probably been to an Al's.
What does it mean to order it wet?
They dip the sandwich in au jus.
So they give you a side of au jus?
No. They'll either dip the roll or the whole sandwich, and you can like double dip it or single dip it, I think.
All right. Okay, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Subject, the Oregon Trail. Ha. You're right, guys. The Oregon Trail started in Pennsylvania and ended up in freaking Oregon City, Oregon. So I guess the Oregon Trail, we're supposed to play the game.
Yeah, we figured where it ended.
Mm-hmm. Bitch's longtime listener from Argentina.
Oh,
Argentina.
Lovely.
It's a symbol. This is the email as it comes in from Thomas. Hello, bitches, longtime listener from here in Argentina. Please continue to discuss poop. I feel like I'm not alone in this world. Rock on.
All right. Yeah, all right.
That's all I said.
You didn't tell us about Argentinian poop. We don't have many stories about that.
Boy, butt story. Eek. Guys, in college, I thought I had worms due to an itchy bungus among us. After consulting an in-training homeopath, decided to put a piece of duct tape over said area. because at night the worms will come out and maybe get stuck to the tape. So I had my boyfriend at the time apply the duct tape and slept overnight. Excited to see worms on the tape in the morning, had him rip the tape off. Finally, an answer to the itch. He rips the tape off in the morning, nothing. All to be revealed was some hairy tape. Guess I just needed a good shower and a shave. That from Rebecca.
You still have to shave it after the duct tape ripped out what was there?
I guess.
Did it look like a single eyeball from Betty Boop on the duct tape?
Guys, my butt story is I work in the an emergency department, and my job is to register patients who come in, whether they are on an ambulance or walk in at the front desk. Now, depending on what their symptoms are, sometimes they have remnants on their hands and fingers, and I may not be aware until after they sign the paper. Needless to say, that pen goes in the trash. Or I would walk behind a patient who was with their nurse. I have the straight-on view of the back of their gown, wide open as can be, where saggy butt is before my eyes. Since it was a man, you could tell how old he was by how low certain parts were hanging. Aces. There are some things that you just cannot unsee. I am forever scarred. You are hilarious. Love you all. That from Sharina, who listens on WCMF in Rochester, New York.
Nice.
Yeah, very good there. A couple more. About a decade ago, I lived in a house in Seattle. Myself and my two younger brothers were playing wiffle ball in the backyard when the youngest brother, about 14 at the time, got upset that he was losing. So he started to storm off and was running his mouth. As he was going up the stairs to the back door, my other brother reeled back and punched him square in the butt. This caused younger brother to crap his pants, which resulted in immediate screaming from him and laughter from myself and other brother. Nobody got in trouble, but the younger brother got a talking to for talking crap into the house, or trailing crap into the house, and ruining his pants. Have a great afternoon, guys. That's from Kyle.
Damn, he got grief for ruining his pants because he pooped in them.
Interesting story.
Mm-hmm.
And one more. When did a animal do you dirty? So, guys, my story is I was driving on a gravel road, and all of a sudden, two deer jump out in front of my car. I swerved to avoid, ended up drifting around the corner, and spun around into a ditch, destroying the front bumper and the plastic shield that was under the engine. $1,600 later, I pick up my car from the auto body shop. As I'm driving home from said auto shop, I got into the left-hand lane on the freeway to pass four cars. All of a sudden, the front car in the right lane hits a deer and sends it directly into my lane. There was somebody following a little too closely, so I know I couldn't slam on the brakes and I couldn't swerve into the guardrail or the cars next to me. So I ran over the deer, destroyed everything that had just been fixed once again. I then drove that car home and said, F it, and bought a new car the next day. Stay beautiful, guys. That from Joel in Bellingham. Can you believe that?
You tried to do the right thing.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Oh, by the way, let's get a contestant on the line for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. We will take caller 9 right now at 844-999-OLA. Okay, here we go. Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It is an easy game to play. We have not one, not two, but three categories. Unfortunately, today, we're not going to give the third category. And I'll tell you why. Because it is the funnest cities in America, and it is the least fun cities in the United States of America. Now, to give you an idea, here are the least fun cities in the United States of America. All right?
All right.
Is it obvious, like Salt Lake City?
It's not.
New York.
Number one is Pearl City, Hawaii.
How would anyone know that?
I don't know. Number two is Oxnard, California.
Again.
Oxnard?
Oxnard.
Oxnard.
Oxnard. Bridgeport, Connecticut at three, followed by Santa Rosa, California, Fontana, California, Yonkers, New York, Rancho Cucamonga, California, South Burlington, Vermont, Juneau, Alaska, and Moreno Valley, California. So a lot of the 10 worst cities as far as having a good time in California.
How can a place called Rancho Cucamonga not be fun? You know what I mean? I just feel like with that name, it's like Disney World.
Where do you live, Rancho?
I feel like Cucamonga. People always make fun of it. I've never been there. I have no idea, but it just seems like they live in Rancho Cucamonga.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Say it like that.
Okay. All right, do we have a contestant on the line there ready to play Your Guess Is As Good As Mine?
Hello, Derek. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, Derek, here we go. On your two categories, on Your Guess Is As Good As Mine, maybe you just heard the least fun cities in America. You are looking for the most fun cities in the United States of America, and they use 65 factors, including the number of attractions, the pools and beaches per capita, amusement parks, festivals, nightlife, casinos, beer prices, and even things like the time of last call and the number of good but cheap restaurants. Your other category, speaking of food, there's nothing wrong with getting a little late night food in you, so to speak. Well, a new survey asked people for their favorite place to grab food late at night. So what we have here for you is the 10 most popular places to eat late night in the United States. So your categories, late night eating and fun cities, where are you going to go on Your Guess Is As Good As Mine?
That Fun City sounds like a hard one. Let's do just late night eating.
All right. Derek, here you go. New survey asked people for their favorite place to grab food late at night. And if you're not going to find many surprises on here, but you are going to feel secondhand indigestion and maybe a secondhand buzz. So there are 10 places where people like to go and eat late night. The way we do your guess is as good as mine, is you got to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Derek, what is your first choice on late night eating?
This is nationwide, huh?
It is.
Wow.
And
I think you still got to make a run for the border, dude.
All right, how about Taco Bell then?
Taco Bell number one. 28.5% of the respondents said, yeah, if they're going to eat fourth meal, they're going to eat late at night. Guess what? They're headed to the border and headed for some Taco Bell. All right, good job. You're one for one. There are nine left on the category of the 10 most popular places to eat late at night.
So, God, restaurants, I'm thinking maybe two.
You got to think what's open, man. So, like, Denny's, Waffle House,
McDonald's. That's what I'm thinking. I'm not picking this right now, but even almost maybe an Applebee's. I mean, I know it's not really late, though. So, what do they consider late, though? I mean, are we talking, you know, after 9, 10, I mean, midnight?
It's
got to be after 10, because most of the establishments close their kitchen down at 10 o'clock one way or another. So,
okay. Dude, I would stick with just some fast food. Like, McDonald's is probably on that list.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe even Jack in the Box with their midnight lunch thing, whatever they got.
You want to stick with Jack in the Box?
Yeah, I think so. Let's give it a shot.
Jack in the Box at number four, 5.7% of the respondents said, yeah, late night, we're going to Jack in the Box. All right, you got 2 out of 10, Derek, with 3 strikes remaining. What is your next guess?
On. Well, being that a lot of them are open late, too, let's hit McDonald's. You know,
McDonald's is number two at 26.2%. Yes. All right, you've gotten 3 out of the top 4, and no strikes on the top 10 most popular places to eat late night.
Okay. What are you guys thinking, man? Anybody help me out a little bit? I mean,
Thrill already said it. But
I mean, I'm just trying to think
Denny's,
what's open late,
IHOP,
man.
Like, those places are open late.
Yeah, yeah.
That's probably true. You know, either like a Denny's or a Sherry's. Let's go to Denny's.
Denny's number 5 at 5%. Nice. Eating late night. Keep in mind that Sherry's is a local chain, so it's not going to make the list.
Okay, gotcha. Wow, this is getting tough.
Yeah,
I mean, Waffle House, just because.
I was thinking
how
Waffle
many,
House.
If it's across the country, there. Yeah.
Okay, let's try it. Yeah, let's give Waffle House a shot.
Waffle House open 24 hours a day. Matter of fact, during disasters, they have a Waffle House factor based on the fact that they're normally open and just gauging percentages, people who can get to work and everything else to actually have a factor involved in how bad a storm is.
I want you to keep this in mind. Literally, if a Waffle House is closed, because they're so notorious for staying open, that without doing any recon, the assumption is things are really, really effed up in this place if Waffle House is closed.
Mm-hmm. That's it. All right, Derek, so far you've gotten Taco Bell, McDonald's, Jack in the Box, Denny's, and Waffle House. You're halfway to home. What is your next guess on the 10 most popular places to eat late night?
Yeah, I'm thinking nationwide stuff. What is a nationwide chain that's open late at night?
McDonald's is there, you got to figure like Burger King, Wendy's.
Oh, Wendy's, because Wendy's specifically will stay open later.
Yeah, they're pretty pushing their late night thing. Well, okay, let's hit Wendy's. Sounds good.
Wendy's number 3 at 7.8%. You've gotten the top 6. Derek, there are 4 remaining places on the 10 most popular places to eat late night. The good news for you is that there's only 4 left and you have no strikes.
People are saying IHOP, which makes sense.
That's a nationwide chain, huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
International, if you ask them.
Yeah.
Oh, what the heck? Yeah, let's hit it. IHOP. Sounds good.
Number 10, 3.9%. You've gotten 7 out of the 10. We need another guest, Eric, because we're running out of time.
Fast food. Heck, let's hit Burger King.
Burger King, number 8, 3.8%. You've got 2 remaining.
Goddamn. Whoa, I didn't say that.
You're all right.
All right.
Filthy ass mouth.
I know you say it a lot. God, what's another fast food place, man?
Sonic?
I'm going to play in blank.
Sonic, maybe.
We need a guess.
Kentucky Fried Chicken. I don't know.
Kentucky Fried Chicken number nine.
Ooh.
You got 9 out of 10, Derek. Gosh. There's one left.
Go on, girls. Help me out a little bit.
People are saying Applebee's. I don't know. Like that. So I'm just reading some of the suggestions coming in.
That's what I said earlier, and I was thinking about that, too. Let's do it. Why not?
Right. Derek, we're running out of time. You've got one remaining, two strikes. Give me another guess.
My mom, Jack Ross, McDonald's, Taco Bell, Talk Time. What are the fast food joints?
Arby's. Hardee's.
Carl's Jr.
Yeah, Carl's Jr.
Okay, Carl's Jr.
Wow.
Carl's Jr. and Hardee's not on the list. I'll tell you what we're going to do here, Derek. You've got 9 of the 10. At number 10 is IHOP. At number 9 is KFC. At number 8 is Burger King. At number 6 is Waffle House. Number 5 is Denny's. Number 4 is Jack in the Box, Wendy's, McDonald's, and Taco Bell. Round out the top 10. The only one that you missed, which is impossible, so we're going to give you the win, is a local pizza joint.
What is it?
They just describe it as a local pizza joint. And there's no way in hell, Derek, that you're going to get that one right. I don't want you to get the third strike there because you did too well. So we'll just consider that a wash and say they did perfect on your guess is as good as mine, all right?
All right, still to come, we're going to drink and toast. The shot of the day is on the way, and Men's Room rules up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
All right, coming up, we'll drink and toast with the shot of the day, but first...
Men's Room presents Men's Room Rules.
Ah, yes. Once again, time to put into effect some Men's Room Rules. Every once in a while, we take a little time to review. The complete list of rules, by the way, is available at mensroomlive.com. If you check that out, you'll see all the rules that you made throughout the years. Every once in a while, we take some time to put some of your submissions into law. We'll start with this one. And this one comes from our buddy, Stefan. And he says this. Old Bacholas, I dig your show. Gotta admit, this one is a bit of a throwback to the men of the square table. But this is so true. Do not fruit the beer. If you need a fruity beer, drink a Zima. Hell, I don't even know if they still make Zima. Okay, just turn in the man card and grow a man bun. Yeah, I drink light, not hip, but I've been drinking it since I was running barefoot in my parents' lawn. I just don't understand why so many cats can't have simple beers. I've tried several micro brews. Some are pretty damn good, but I'm a simple guy with simple tastes. That from Slaint. Thoughts?
I know the people. Look, I'm all for it, man. I'm not a big fruit in my beer kind of person. That said, I don't want fruits in my fruit smoothie. So I almost have to, like, take myself out of this discussion.
Slaint, I think by the time
I'm drinking a Mexican beer, I'm putting a lime in it.
Yeah, you're drinking light beer that's a domestic lager from the United States, and you're drinking it correct based on how it's supposed to be consumed. However, if you're drinking a micro brew that's made here, a lot of the Hefeweizens are meant to be drank with an orange slice. However, the brewer wants to do their beer and present it, that's on them. So we like
it,
look,
but you can drink it any way you want.
You can put the blueberry in the beer like Abita does,
right?
Or you can put blueberries in your beer. But most of the time, that's not how it's designed. So I think that when you're in Rome, like Ted says, like if you got a Sol or a Corona and it's 90 degrees out and someone puts a lime in your beer,
makes me unhappy. I don't like the taste. Yeah, I just don't like the taste of it. I mean, honest to God, it's like, look, it has nothing to do with being macho or any of that. It's honestly like, I don't like the taste of that in my beer.
Yeah, okay. All right. What do you think? All those in favor, vote on it.
Nay.
Yay!
Nay!
Like a horse over here.
I know. Are we out of time already? Oh, you're kidding me. All right, well, if you have a suggestion for a potential men's room rule, just shoot us an email to the men's room at mensroomlive.com. Make the subject men's room rules, and away we go. All right, Wobbin, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Throwhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we have a dual toast. We're going to toast both Lucy Rogers and Zach Mayo, although it's spelled Mayo. but I'm going to assume he says Maya. All you need to know is that they're both politicians, and they're both running for a seat in the Vermont House of Representatives. And we know how politics are these days. God forbid anyone even pretend to agree, okay? So Zach's a Republican, and he's going to tell you that the boogeymen are coming. She's a Democrat, so she's going to tell you the boogeymen are already here. Either way, whatever is bugging you, it's not your fault, it's someone else's. That much they can agree on. They just don't know who to blame, right? This is essentially what politics have become. But in this case, even though they do disagree on a lot of stuff, they've made the effort to actually keep things civil, and they have not actually attacked each other. They will disagree with where the other one stands, but they're not really going after each other's character, blah, 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 blah. But they also have one other thing in common. They're both musicians. So they recently had a debate, but when the debate ended, they asked people if they could just stick around a little bit longer. And some people stuck around. They had no idea why. They started moving tables around, all the rest of this. She plays cello. He plays guitar. So what do? They sat down and played the song Society, which you might know from Eddie Vedder in the movie Into the Wild. And when they're done, they got a standing ovation, man. Like, apparently they're both actually really, really good. And believe it or not, as a result of this, several people in town now have campaign signs for both of them in their lawn.
Good.
It can be done.
And that's a great song.
Yeah.
Songs for votes.
So we pour this booze and we drink booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Let's get to caller 9 in line for a little profile. This 844-999-OLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.